Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, one of the features Apple announced at WWDC for iOS 27 is a more powerful, more accurate dictation feature for iPhone. Interestingly, as of the first developer beta of iOS 27, this next-generation AI dictation feature is actually not enabled by default. So if you've just updated to the beta, you don't get the benefits of this new LLM-powered dictation feature right away unless you go turn it on. To do this, you open the Settings app on your iPhone, navigate to General, then choose Keyboards, and scroll down to the dictation setting. Here, you can turn on the toggle that's labeled Advanced Dictation Preview. Apple says the new AI dictation delivers a major boost in accuracy. As well as transcribing your voice more precisely, it also handles capitalization and punctuation on the fly. However, the feature is only available on the iPhone 17 Pro, iPhone 17 Pro Max, and iPhone Air. This is because the feature uses Apple's most advanced on-device AI model, that's AFM Core Advanced. When enabled, the better dictation applies system-wide. That means it enhances features like speech-to-text available in any app that uses the system keyboard, and it improves the accuracy of transcribing your voice when talking to Siri AI. And because it runs on device, you get the same transcription quality whether your phone is connected to a data network or not. Again, you can enable it by heading to Settings, choosing General, then choosing Keyboards. Next up today, one of my favorite features on the Mac is iPhone mirroring, for quickly accessing my iPhone directly from my Mac. This year, it's getting even better with iOS 27 and macOS 27 Golden Gate. The big change for iPhone mirroring in macOS 27 is the ability to resize the iPhone mirroring window. You can now adjust the size of the window with any iOS 27 compatible app. Right now, that means it works for Apple's native iPhone apps, but once developers start rolling out iOS 27 updates later this year, support for resizing will expand rapidly. As you resize the iPhone mirroring window, the app on your iPhone screen will adjust to accommodate the size of the window you've chosen. And if you make the window big enough, it will even intelligently switch to the iPad layout of that application if available. Previously, iPhone mirroring was limited to exactly the iPhone's actual aspect ratio, but in three different sizes of smaller, actual size, and larger. macOS 27 gives you a whole array of other options by dynamically adjusting the size as you make your window bigger or smaller. iPhone mirroring in macOS 27 also adds support for accessing Control Center. You can access Control Center with the Command 4 keyboard shortcut, or with the View option in the Mac's menu bar. Finally, there's also now support for watching DRM video. This means you can watch DRM-protected videos using iPhone mirroring on your Mac, so from apps like Apple TV, Netflix, and Hulu. Previously, DRM-protected videos would simply show a black screen when iPhone mirroring was enabled. So these are three key updates coming to iPhone mirroring once macOS 27 Golden Gate ships later this year. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. As summer travel season kicks off, if you're traveling with your MacBook, you're probably carrying your digital life with you. iCloud keeps your files in sync across devices, and Time Machine protects you locally. But what if your laptop is lost or damaged while traveling? Do you have an offsite backup set up? Backblaze runs automatically and creates a separate backup of your Mac in the cloud, even including external drives. You set it up once and you're set. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for offsite protection. Try it free at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. My thanks to Backblaze for sponsoring the show. Running out today, Apple is making a major push around child safety and parental controls with iOS 27. First, there's a redesigned screen time experience. Screen time has been rebuilt to be more intuitive for parents with a new design that gives a simpler at-a-glance view of your child's device usage, including weekly summaries and the apps that they use most on a given day. Parents will also be able to make quick changes directly from screen time, including temporarily pausing device access or opening up access for a set period of time. Apple says that apps that are marked as always allowed and contacts will remain available even when access is paused. iOS 27 also adds a new screen time feature called Time Allowances. This lets parents set daily limits across major categories like entertainment, games, and social media. Apple will also provide suggested allowances based on a child's age, citing expert health research and guidance from child development experts, including the American Academy of Pediatrics. Parents can adjust those recommendations, create custom categories, and move apps between categories. Another new feature is schedules, which let parents decide which apps are available at different times of day. For example, a parent could create different app access windows for when a kid is in school versus when they are out of school. Parents could create weekday, weekend, and custom schedules too for things like holidays or early school release days. Apple is also expanding the Ask to Buy model to the web with a new feature called Ask to Browse. Ask to Buy is a long-running screen time feature that sends a parent a prompt when their child tries to download a new app from the App Store. Ask to Browse is essentially the same thing, but when a child tries to visit a new website. When a child makes an Ask to Browse request, the request appears in the Messages app on the parent's device where they can review it and approve it if they deem it fit. Ask to Browse works in Safari across iPhone, iPad, and Mac and is enabled by default for children under 13. iOS 27 also adds more control over who children can communicate with. Parents can require approval before a child connects with someone new in Messages, FaceTime, or phone. If a child receives a message from an unapproved contact, they won't be able to view it until a parent approves the request. In group chats, if an approved contact is part of a group chat, parents can allow that specific group chat to work without approving each contact. Finally, Apple's communication safety feature already warns children before viewing or sending images and videos that may contain nudity. In iOS 27, Apple says this feature will also intervene when it detects gore or violent content in shared images or videos. This feature is enabled for children by default under the age of 18. These are Apple's biggest updates in years to the screen time system and broader child safety features, and they'll be available to the public beta starting in July. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.